This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Jennifer Kimball holds a special place in the hearts of folk music fans and her fellow musicians throughout New England. A few decades ago, she was one half of the seminal music group The Story. She later cut solo albums, wrote more songs, and collaborated with fellow musicians on stage. But Kimball needed a push to go out and record her newest LP, just released this month. She got that push from her husband, musician Ry Kavanaugh. On Jennifer's last birthday, Ry concocted a scheme to have a band, including Alex Spiegelman and Duke Levine, set up in a studio and surprise her. We asked her to tell the story.
All I knew, I was told I had to keep the day free. And then my friend Chris Delmhorst was in town.
Another musician.
Fabulous songwriter and a dear friend. And she and I had coffee. And she's like, well, I just have to drop off a guitar at Q Division.
Q Division is?
Is a fabulous recording studio. So off we go to drop off a guitar and go do something.
And she said, why don't you come in with me?
Of course. All of a sudden, I knew everybody in the room. And everybody was set up and ready to go and smiling. And
you had no idea why
they were there. I had no idea, and I had no idea for another 5 minutes. Finally, I said, what's the session? What are you guys doing? And Duke says, it's your session. We're doing your songs. I wept. I went to the bathroom, washed my face, and got started.
One of the songs Jennifer Kimball and friends recorded that day is the first one on the album, Reedy River.
I wished I were a little baby hanging on my mama's arm. She'd swing me back, she'd swing me forth, trailing my feet in the cold water.
There are a lot of child and baby references in here, and they come in, you know, different incarnations. And also the idea of a mother. Avocet is the name of the album, and Avocet is what one of your mother's closest friends used to say your mother was like.
She had long legs like the bird, and she loved the shoreline. She was always walking on the beach, and she was a bit elegant and perhaps a bit aloof and a good flyer.
What is the through line there from your mom and child?
The through line is really what the story is. She died a year before I got pregnant, and she asked me if I wanted to have kids, but I still didn't know. And then she died, and I turned 40, and it became very clear to me that I wanted to have a child.
Did your mom's death have anything to do with that?
I think so, but I think I felt like, well, life is short. And this is what needs to happen now.
In the places I want to go, file Everglades 95. We check off your list, a blood orange sunset on our first try. And watch the pink birds fly, fly through the citrus sky.
Another very evocative song. An extension of what you're talking about is Love and Birds.
My brother and I, when we were cleaning out my mom's house, we found all these files of New York Times articles and things that she'd saved, and one of the files just made us lose it, and it was called Places I Want to Go, and she hadn't been to any of them. But there are all these great ideas, birding trips in Ecuador and trips down the Rhine, or it just emphasized for us, for me, really, that you should take those trips, because maybe one day you'll just suddenly find yourself in a place where you can't.
You read a lot for inspiration, and there is a poet who happens to be a teacher at Brookline High School, and you read one of her poems in particular and decided to make a song out of it. Could you read us the poem first?
Sure. The poet is named Mary Birkenall, and I read her poem online. A friend had posted it. It was in mourning for two friends of hers who had recently died.
The poet's friends.
The poet's friends, and this poem called Barn was in memory of them. Maybe now you can build a barn big enough for all of us at once. Maybe you can build a barn with a large door that slides wide enough for all of us to step inside, tilted forward or backward as we are, each carrying in our arms our missing of you. Some roll it in like a loaded wheelbarrow. Some drag it in like a heavy-headed sledgehammer. Some cradle it like a sharpened axe. Maybe you can build a barn big enough to let us stand laden together for a while, dusk coming on, before finding the familiar hooks we know you in your ragged baseball cap have hammered in. Maybe you can build a barn strong enough to allow us to lift and hang from your posts and beams what we have carried here, as much missing as we can bear.
The poem seems more mournful. The song seems a little bit more restorative and uplifting, maybe.
Yes. My first response was, of course I'll build you a barn. I'll build you a barn. Almost the voice from the other side. And I wanted to reassure the person who wrote that yes, that could happen. I will build that barn. And I welcome you all who are still alive to stand in it and hold your grief.
Mary is going to be at Passim tonight when you perform this, the poet.
Yes.
Has she heard the song yet?
She has heard the song. In fact, she's been so lovely and supportive.
Thank goodness.
I know. Phew.
It's a beautiful album. It's a multi-generationally inspired album as well. Jennifer Kimball, thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Tonight, Jennifer Kimball takes the stage at Club Passim in Cambridge to perform her new CD called Avocet. Check out our website for more, wbur.org.
Sharp as the woods.